first-person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Laurie Korn tries to avoid what is corny.
The inner child. Overused buzzwords that to me are now corny and cliché. Still, I want you to come with me to the 1940s. It is autumn. My sister and I are raking fallen leaves down to the curb, then running and jumping into the pile of crunchy softness. Then the smell of autumn leaves burning, a smell like incense. Now my mother is driving across town to the Polish bakery to buy poppy seed rolls, fresh from the oven. Then to the fish market, the floor covered in sawdust to absorb the fishy smell. Then the kosher meat market, where she buys a brisket that will be baked long and slow, the thick aroma filling the house. The smells of childhood, smell, they say, is the most evocative path to memory. All these decades later, I wonder about now. Am I making memories full of the smells of today? What could they even be? Burnt toast and auto exhaust? My sinuses are so blocked I can hardly smell at all. Do we outgrow the child's world of sensation when we could spend hours lying in a field staring up at clouds, morphing into shapes of whales, into faces, into castles? We have to stop the mind to allow ourselves to take in the world as a child does. This is what memoir is, pulling memory sensations from the child you once were, and still are, if you excuse the trite expression, honor your inner child.
Laurie Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.